Red Roof Retreat's pasta dinner organizers are looking for community donations to add to their event. Money raised goes into the operational fund to keep programs affordable for families, said Stephanie Bjorgen, founder and executive director of the not-for-profit Respite, where children and young adults with special needs can learn and grow in a safe, fun, and nurturing environment. The sold-out pasta dinner is Red Roof's biggest annual fundraiser. Guests can buy tickets for the prize tables or bid on silent or live auction items, and in the past, prizes have been as diverse as bottles of wine, candles, a gift card for a massage, or larger experience prizes such as limo rides to a concert. Children use their raffle tickets to try to win from a large assortment of toys, games, and books. It's a great way to highlight businesses and to show that these businesses support us, and we hope that our patrons will support them in return, said Bjorgen. Bigger ticket items are up for grabs during the live auction portion of the evening. Typically, they have been able to offer vacations at a timeshare with a limo to the airport, or a certified chef giving a cooking class for 10 friends. This year, said Bjorgen, we got this luxury timeshare in California, but it would be nice if someone could donate money so that we could pay for plane tickets. Prizes do not have to be huge, said Bjorgen. As long as the donations are new, organizers can bundle together two or more donations to make an appealing package. Even if a business thinks they have nothing to contribute, they can consider gift certificates. Donors' names are placed on all bid sheets, and a list of participating businesses is placed on the tables as well as in the email, when we pre-advertise what's going to be auctioned off. A community that gives together has great success together. The annual pasta dinner sold its 360 tickets quickly this year. Bjorgen recalls the humble beginnings of the pasta dinner 24 years ago. The event was Ken Hendrick's brainchild, and he's been the leader of it since then, she said. The very first year, we advertised, but we didn't pre-sell tickets, for the event, held at St. Vincent de Paul Church in the Old Town. It was crazy. We had people standing outside eating. I was running down to Value Mart, Tony Hendricks, Ken's brother's store, to get more chicken and pasta, and we just didn't realize how great this event would be. It's been a sellout every single year, and the success is largely due to Ken Hendricks, said Bjorgen. He is a grinder, she said. When he gets his mind on something, it gets done. Which explains the success of his career, but also of our event. Hendricks worked with Investors Group until he started Hendricks & Associates, private wealth management. He has been an active board member for many years, and helps with the financial direction of Red Roof. He and his wife Carrie have been so philanthropic their entire lives and have known Garrett since he was a baby. Garrett, born with cerebral palsy, is the son of Stephanie and her husband Mo. When Garrett was a baby and first diagnosed, Carrie was his first support worker, explained Bjorgen. Ken and Carrie became committed to Red Roof Retreat and have continued to be a part of Garrett's life. Carrie is a lovely, lovely woman, and she's allowed her husband to stick with his commitment to us, so the joke was when they got married and they were expecting their first child, I said, well, I still get to keep Ken, and that's how Ken ended up joining our board. Not only is Hendricks an active board member, he is still at the helm of the pasta dinner and acts as MC at the event. Carrie and their three children can often be found volunteering their time wrapping and bundling gifts, and setting up the room at John Michaels Banquet Center. They are a very loving, giving family, not just to us, but also elsewhere in the community. But I know that Red Roof has a special place in their hearts, said Bjorgen. Physical or monetary donations can be made by emailing Stephanie at redrerufretreat.com, and volunteers have offered to pick up donations. While the sold-out event isn't until April 28, the volunteers need time to organize, so donations are appreciated until April 17. Last year we made $100,000 in 4 hours, but that represents months of prep work and volunteering, and prize donations for our auctions, said Bjorgen.